Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. Happy Monday, you guys. We made it. Another week.
Happy Monday. Another week, another happening episode. Woo woo.
We have some fun stuff to talk to you guys about today, but as always, we're just getting your week started on a positive note. Am I right?
Yeah, it's another great week. Some of you guys I know are still in school. A lot of schools this year are doing class Monday, Tuesday, and I'm not really here for it. I want the full Thanksgiving break.
Oh, back when I was in school, we did
the Oh my God.
We did. We got the full, UGA used to do the full week for...
I've never not had a full week until this year.
It really was lovely though, but I know a lot of schools actually, you do only get off Thursday, Friday because then Christmas break. Some schools do an extended Christmas break or holiday break, whatever, winter break, whatever the heck you want to call it, that goes like into middle of January. Do you know what I'm talking about? I have many friends
I do know what you're talking about. But I just don't like it and I'm just not supportive of it. It's fine though. So I know a lot of you guys are probably just trying to get over that Monday and Tuesday hump before you go home for Thanksgiving. I'm so excited. As Brooke and I talked about in last week's main episode, I'm excited for some green beans.
I just re-listened to that and I was like so triggered again. Like what?
Green beans are a good Thanksgiving side. Don't fight me.
No. Oh my gosh. No. Like that's
or
like
mashed potatoes.
That could be like green beans could be like a fave. Like I'm not going to say every day, but it could be like a favorite vegetable of yours. But to say that it's one of your favorite dishes of all of Thanksgiving is just insulting to the beans.
No, to yes, sir. Sorry, sir. To the beans. Literally.
No, it's, oh, it's my not, God.
The jumping beans.
It wouldn't be insulting to the beans. It would be insulting to the actual holiday of Thanksgiving. Because, like, all of the amazing, amazing foods.
Brooke is so frustrated right
I
now.
I am. Don't bring it up again, okay? It's a sore subject.
Triggering. Okay, okay. Yes, ma'am. Sorry, ma'am. Well, today we're here to talk about some things happening in the world. As you guys are listening to this, Brooke is in Aruba.
Oh.
And I am at school, but
I think I could be en route. We leave on Monday, so.
Oh, so she could be on a plane right now.
I could
don't
be
text.
A true gal on the go. Don't text. No, I honestly, I have this bad habit. I've been buying the Wi-Fi. It's a bad habit.
You always buy the Wi-Fi. You literally always are on the Wi-Fi. There has never been a flight that I have been on that you haven't had the Wi-Fi.
I know. I don't know why. I have like FOMO of like not being connected. I know you do, but for some reason I think I'm triggered because I think like one time I like didn't buy the Wi-Fi and I like got off of it and I like posted something wrong or like I don't, you know what I mean, when sometimes you make a mistake. Like I always do that too. Like I'm so impulsive too. I'll like post something and then be like turn my phone off for 2 hours and then I'm like, did I just destroy my life? Probably.
Twitter fingers.
Wait, Danielle, the meme you sent me yesterday about Twitter fingers, it was like your soulmate. Wait, I will read it verbatim.
I send you so many tweets.
Because I did actually send it to Mariah. It says, to my soulmate, don't let this shit I post on my Twitter run you off. Oh, yeah. I just be playing.
it's literally Brooke Michio. Like, don't bother. Don't mind all the things I'm tweeting. They're not about you at all. They're just,
I know. They're just general statements. They're just for likability.
Just for likability purposes.
No, they actually are, but it's all good. So yeah, I'm probably on Wi-Fi on the plane.
So tweeter say hi. You're gonna get a tweet now, be like, hi Brooke in the air, like I know you're seeing this.
Like, hi. I don't know.
I think I'm gonna buy, I haven't really announced this. Okay, well I can't really say, but I'm going on a big trip in a little
big trip,
and it's a long flight. And the day I leave is the day of the SEC championship. And I think I'm literally going to buy Wi-Fi so I can like stream the football game live from the plane.
Oh, that's a plan.
Like I have to see the game. Like,
you never buy Wi-Fi too. That means it's really important to you.
No. Well, because on Delta now you can like do the whole texting, like the free texting.
True.
And then
true.
I see Snapchats come through and I see emails. I can't open them.
True.
So at least there's that, and I like feel somewhat connected.
Yeah. I mean, as long as I have texting. Last time I flew American and they don't have anything free, like literally nothing. And it's JetBlue actually gives you free. Oh my God, I'm flying JetBlue. I get free Wi-Fi.
Excellent.
Thank you. Shout out JetBlue. You can sponsor Gals on the Go because we love free Wi-Fi. So thank you.
We love free Wi-Fi and free flights. Here for that.
We do. So enough sucking up to brands and talking about paying for Wi-Fi.
Oh my God.
We can talk about a positive message we have going into this week.
That sounds like here's a word from our sponsors.
It does. It does. Sorry.
Guys know we always start an episode off on our Mondays with a positive quote, a motivational thing we saw online, just to start your week off right. So, Brooke, why don't you kick it off with yours? I'm curious.
I've shared this before again, too. I try to pull something that's like relevant from the week before, or like something that's like very like in context with like my life at the moment.
Ooh.
You know, so a little
preview.
Okay. Mine is kind of just like a thing in general. So like, would you rather be liked by everyone or loved by 50% of people and not liked by 50% of people? Like, so would you rather just people, when they ask about Danielle, would you rather receive like, ah, she's okay? Or would you rather, if, you know, half of the people be like, I love Danielle, like I'm obsessed with her, and then the other half be like, I don't like Danielle? Because I personally would rather have the second option. Because
because
you want people
need
to be
somebody
passionate.
To love me.
Yeah, right? And a little passion and people to like be here for you. So the quote is, you can't please them all, so stop trying.
Hey, that was a little lead up. It was a situation
because it's, I like the quote itself, it sounds so cheesy, like you can't please them all, like blah blah blah, like do you, and like it's something that I'm working on every single day. It's so easy for me to sit here and say that, and then one person says something mean and I like cry about it and I'm like, oh my God, I hate my life. But like, you know what I mean? But I've I think about it though, because I like, when I receive negative feedback or something, not even online, but it could be in person or like from my work or something, and I beat myself up about it, but I think about all of the people who have like supported me and grown me to this point, and I think that's so much more powerful than just generally being like just an okay person. Like I want to be loved by some, and if people don't like me because of that, that's cool.
I love that. I think that's a good reminder. No, it's true, because we were talking about this, I think last week, just like talking about YouTube videos, like you can't make everyone happy with the content you do to be relatable, whatever it may be. And what I do, I mean, obviously not everyone can do this, but like you and I can do this. Like when you think about like your videos, you're like, oh, no one likes it. Like I think about like our meetups that we've had in the past.
Exactly.
And like how many hugs we've given and how many sweet smiles we see, and just picturing all those people. And it's just, there are people in this world that love you. Picture your family. Like, it's so true. I'd rather like have quality over quantity.
And isn't it so crappy that like for us, like a negative comment, I don't know if it like destroys your day as much as it destroys mine, because I know like I like really let it get to me, but then you're at the meanwhile, like you're literally receiving like tens and hundreds of however many personal DMs per day of people being
so
like,
so true.
And we let the one negative or two negative people affect us. It's like sick. I don't like it.
That's such a good way to put it. And like, you guys can apply that to your life too. I mean, it's crazy how many nice things are said to us or sweet comments you get. And then you get one comment from probably someone who's ignorant, doesn't even watch
exactly.
Your stuff really. And that's the one that you care about. Like, that's not good. And we need to remind ourselves of that. So true.
Exactly. And it's always when you're doing something like out of the norm or cool too, I feel like, that people those comments. So like, keep crushing it. And I feel like you just have to remind yourself that life is good and that you do have people that love you and support you. And here are Danielle and I are sitting here telling you we love and support you. So, hey.
We love and support you.
Yeah. What's your quote? I want to hear.
So mine, I saw, and it just like really hit me, because I have this problem. We all know I'm an overthinker. I'm overstressing. I have an exciting weekend coming up. I have lots of visitors coming my way. And it's kind of like it's our last home football game. So I have like a lot of pressure on myself to just, I don't know, like have a good weekend, because I lost one home game to, spin training. I can finally say that now.
Hey,
I'm a spin instructor. What up? You should go watch my YouTube video if you haven't.
You should. But, great vid.
So now I'm like, oh my God, it's my last home game. Like, whatever. So I have all this pressure on myself. And I'm just like stressing about coordinating, because my brother's coming, my friend's little sister's coming, and I like want everyone to have fun, but I also want to have fun myself. And then I had this realization, like, it's all fun things this weekend. I was just telling Brooke. And so I saw this quote on Pinterest, and it says, be so busy loving your life that you have no time for doubt, worry, hate, or fear.
Oh my God, I love that.
Like,
wow.
It speaks for itself. Like, just be busy, but like have fun doing it. Like, just enjoy it, and everything will fall into place. Like, don't stress about if people are going to have fun. You just don't have time for that. So just enjoy having fun and don't worry. Don't fear. Like, everything will be okay.
It's so true. I know Skinny Confidential always says, like, I think the people who are, you know, in your business or like causing you stress or whatever, like, they need to get busy. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, be too busy that you, or I hate the word busy, but like, be so involved with yourself that, or and hyper focused on your own life, like, put your blinders on that you don't care about what they're like. Bye. Thank you. Next.
So true. Like, yeah, like, you just don't have time, because then it just hinders your experience, hinders your efforts, your progress, whatever you're working on. Then you don't get to have fun at all. So might as well have fun instead of stressing about it. And that's 100%. Something I have to constantly remind myself. So hopefully this helps you guys too.
Special thanks to LaCroix for partnering up with us on Gals on the Go. We are huge fans of LaCroix because they delivered refreshment, flavor, and sparkle with an innocent twist of zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium. The sparkling water actually has 25 flavors, you guys, and they're derived from natural sources with natural fruit essences. I can tell you guys, back when I worked in my office, the LaCroix was the move. Everyone was walking around with them. It was literally like the social trend to drink these LaCroix. And then I tried them and I was like, okay, I can actually understand why these are so popular. I also really like using them as a mixer on the weekends or whenever I'm going out, because they are zero calories and they don't have any of the bad stuff in them. They have distinctive packaging, a robust aroma, and a natural essence, which makes LaCroix the innocent alternative for health-conscious consumers. This is great, like I said. There are 25 LaCroix flavors. The newest addition is the hibiscus. LaCroix sparkling waters are gluten-free, vegan, kosher, non-GMO, Whole30 approved, and environmentally friendly. LaCroix cans are sustainable and recyclable, and they're first on the market to be produced with the BPA liner. You guys can enjoy LaCroix sparkling water as a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. It's available nationwide, but if you want to see a full list of retailers, you can visit LaCroixwater.com. That's spelled LaCroixwater.com. Love. That was like our messages kind of tied in together. That was like weird.
Wow. Good that. Stuff, Brooke.
Great minds think alike.
Hey, great gals think alike. We're in a mood today.
We are in a mood. But we're actually going to talk about our pop culture fave now. And this is honestly one of my favorite segments on just our entire show in general, because I feel like I'm going to learn so about fun. Some new things.
Some
no-no.
All right, so what's your no-no to tell us about?
I have to talk about, I guess it's new-ish. It might be like a week and a half old now.
God.
What?
I'm kidding.
A
week old.
Yeah, a week old. Oh my gosh. It's the new Billie Eilish song.
Oh, wow.
I love it. It's called Everything I Wanted, and I was doing some research on it before we started. Phineas and her like wrote it together, and she kind of wrote it like it's like actually like about one of her dreams, but she kind of wrote it like just about her brother and like how much he means to her and stuff, and it's like kind of like a deeper meaning situation, but I just love the song itself. I think that her lyrics are always like super beautiful, and the beats are fun and vibey, good for like just chilling, like Yule log lit, like a little beat if you want to mix it up from the Christmas music. Cause, you know, I love Christmas music, but like sometimes it's not all I listen to this time of year, you know? Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, no, you can't go full force until after Thanksgiving. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. And only certain types of Christmas music. I'm only listening to like Christmas Coffee House in the morning, like very minimal, very minimal.
Very. Yeah.
But I actually listened to that song yesterday. Sorry to interrupt. Delaney and I listened to it in the car. It's really good, really vibey. It speaks to the soul. I don't know why it does.
It does. It does. Yeah. I really like the message behind it. I know you're on a big Billie Eilish kick
too. Yeah. And I used to like not really like her music.
I'm a big fan of her, actually. I would love to. I never saw her live. We need to make that happen.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen her like three times now.
Because I wasn't at Coachella.
You did see. She performed at Music Midtown last year when we went. She came on with Khalid. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But like, not really.
I want to see like a Billie show though. And I don't even want to see her at a music festival. I like honestly want to go to like a concert. Because I think she's probably better in concert. She seems like one of those
probably
people.
Probably a big mood. She'll probably do a stadium tour very soon. How crazy.
Oh my God.
Let's make it happen.
ASMR. Oh my God. Okay, let's hear your fave.
I don't know if mine's new or not. If it's new to me, I last week when I was watching all the movies when I had the flu, I started watching a couple Christmas movies, and I came across this one on Netflix called A Holiday Engagement, and it's really cute. Some people would probably, like Delaney would probably hate it. It's probably too cheesy for her, but I really liked it. It was about this like cute couple, or not really, the guy was a jerk, but he's like this big like business guy, and he's like always traveling, and he proposed to this girl, but she and so she's so excited to bring her fiance home for the holidays. She's never brought someone home before. Her family hasn't even met this guy, even though he's proposed. And last minute, they basically like break up. This is not a spoiler. This is like in the summary. And she like needs to bring someone home. So she like hires this guy, and, you know, they end up like falling in love and stuff.
Oh,
and, like,
unnaturally. That whole vibe.
But it's just like, I don't know. I just thought it was the cutest movie, and it just like got me in my feels and like holiday vibes, but not too holiday. It's just like a cute little Netflix flick.
Huh.
So Holiday Engagement.
Check it out. I actually started watching, I didn't finish it, but on the Netflix topic, I started watching Let It Snow.
Oh, I did not like it.
You didn't like it?
Did you? Wait,
did you finish it?
Yeah, Delaney and I finished it.
Okay, I'm like 3/4 of the way through. I feel like it's very slow moving.
Maybe we didn't watch the last 10 minutes. I think because someone got here and then we had to turn it off.
It's like the only storyline I like out of all of them is the one where like the one guy's a celebrity. And then, so it's basically like it's one of those ones like Valentine's Day or New Year's Eve where it's like a bunch of different storylines, but they're all in one town and they like kind of cross paths. But I feel like it's very rushed. It's a shame, though, because I really like the cast, like the girl.
I know. Kiernan, the short brown hair.
Yeah. Kiernan Shipka or something. She's in. Oh my gosh, she has her own show.
Instant
Sabrina.
Family.
Sabrina. She does Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. It's like the teenage witch, like prequel, okay. I guess. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, it was just like a lot of storylines, and some of them were really poor. And like, I was just bummed because I thought it was going to be like this really good movie. And we just kept watching and waiting for something good to happen. It was just like weird. The waffle restaurant house. Party, the guy that wants like a party. I don't know.
Yeah, it was very, it was like almost like they were trying to do too much with it, which is a shame. Honestly, unpopular opinion, or maybe it is a popular opinion. I don't know. You guys tell me. Netflix original movies, I'm all here for like the original series, but the original movie is not good.
Yeah, they're not usually amazing. You have to like be, I'm like in moods for certain. Like, oh, I'm in the mood for a Netflix original. You know, that's like a mood.
Yeah.
It's like easy to watch, light. But Netflix series, you're right, are a lot better.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think of, I guess the only, like, original movies I could, like, tolerate are, like, Tell the Boys I Love Before. Is that even a Netflix original? I don't even think that is.
That's such a good movie. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah. But, like, the series are much better, like, Stranger Things. And you don't watch Stranger Things, though, do you?
No, I'm too scared.
Oh.
I did, like, the Stranger Things haunted house at Halloween Horror Nights. And I was too scared. So
it's not as scary as that. I know, I
just like I'm not interested. I don't know. It's too eerie and spooky. It's spooky. Oh my god, Brooke, I'm so excited to see you so soon.
I know, so soon. I am excited. Sorry, I just too. Got We're distracted. Talking about it today. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. We're gonna have a big sleepover, a few sleepover. Days of a good sleepover in there. Yeah, and you'll be on winter break, so no stress. Oh, that will be a great time.
It'll be great. I mean, we'll be doing Vlogmas and like but like
that. Oh yeah, so we high stress
but no stress,
no, because we'll be living in the moment and stuff, which is so great.
Oh yeah, living in the moment, so hype. Sorry guys, we're being so annoying about this. I'm just so excited to see Brooke.
Me too. So follow us on social media, hashtag self promo,
hashtag self-promo.
At Danielle Carolyn,
at Brooke Michio,
at Gals on the Go podcast. Honestly, our podcast Instagram, we post
pops
all
off.
The time. Yeah, pops off the community.
The community. I love the Facebook group. A few of my friends, like in my sorority, joined the Facebook group, and they're like, dang, I've learned a lot.
Like, I noticed that. I went through the recs, and I saw Katie wrote, like, I'm more of a Danielle. I was like, hey, girl.
Did she? Yeah, I was like, what did you say? That's so funny. That's awesome. So, yeah, join the Gals and the Go Facebook group. It's a good time.
This episode is brought to you by Cash App, the number one finance app in the App Store. You probably know Cash App is the easiest and fastest way to send money to your friends, but Cash App does way more than that. Cash App also comes with the Cash Card, a free debit card that comes with Boosts, which are like instant rewards for shopping at the places you already love. You can get discounts off your entire purchase at places like DoorDash, Whole Foods, Target, and more. These are literally credit card style perks, you guys, but it's packed into a free debit card. That's unreal. Cash App is also the easiest way to try and grow your money with their new investing feature. Unlike investing tools that force you to buy entire shares of stock, Cash App lets you instantly invest as little or as much as you want. This way you can still own a piece of any stock with just $1. I am personally trying to get really into investing, and this is something that I've been struggling with because sometimes entire shares of stock can be really pricey, but this is great that Cash App lets you do as much as you can afford to do at the time or whatever you feel like doing. Brokerage services are provided by Cash App Investing, a subsidiary of Square and member SIPC. We are also so excited to be working with Cash App to support one of our favorite organizations, the Make-A-Wish Foundation. When you guys sign up for Cash App and use the promo code GOGALSGO, not only will you personally receive $10, heck yeah, but Cash App will also donate $10 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So you guys are literally giving back. This is an amazing organization whose vision is to grant the wish of every child diagnosed with a critical illness. So if you guys will consider downloading Cash App, remember to use the promo code GOGALSGO when you download Cash App from the App Store today. And with all of that being said, well, now that you guys got your little daily dose of motivation, maybe something to listen to, something to watch if you're feeling it.
For sure. Let's get into some things going on in the pop culture world.
Ooh.
All right. So first off, this actually happened like a week or two ago. About a week ago. But Brooke and I never talked about it. And I think it's just time to talk about it. It's about time. So the Met Gala, the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute, announces its 2020 theme. It's called About Time, Fashion and Duration. And I think it's an awesome theme because I remember I was so confused with camp. I'm still confused on what camp is, what camp means. And I think this one is just going to, I'm so excited to see what people do.
I think it will be interesting too, because it's like time travel meets, I don't even know anything about fashion, you guys. Like, I'm so, like, the whole, like, fashion world is, like, next level to me. But I always love seeing what people come together with. And it's always, like, a contest of who could be the most extreme, I feel like.
Yeah. It says, About Time, Fashion and Duration takes a nuanced and open-ended approach. It's a reimagining of fashion history that's fragmented, discontinuous, and heterogeneous. I don't even know. Yeah. I didn't take much science class. I'm the worst. But I'm just so interested to see, like, if people do, like, history vibes, or if people, like, if people choose a certain decade that they dress for. Like, I mean, people are going to go all out. It's very interesting.
It will be interesting. I've just started keeping up with, like, the Met Gals and stuff within the past, like, 2 years. That was never really, like, my vibe. But it is really interesting. It's a fun thing to watch. I feel like the red carpet for,
oh my god, it's gonna be so interesting. It says, or it might be juxtapositions between two designers from a certain period who were competitive and one survived and one didn't, like Chanel and Patou in the 20s. I just think this is so interesting. I'm in a lot of fashion merchandising classes right now, so I think that's why I'm like really interested in all this. It's just very interesting, like, how much goes into fashion. There's actually a really good documentary on Netflix. I think it's called The First Monday in May. I might have talked about it on the podcast before, and it really describes like the Met Gala and like how it all comes into play with Anna Wintour and everything. You guys should watch it. Brooke, you should watch it, honestly, if you're ever bored one day.
I would give it a...
It's good.
Give it a listen. All right, well, I'll be so staying that'll be tuned interesting. For that. I guess I'll try to get more involved with fashion. You might have to help me out, Danielle.
What, you're great at fashion. No, I know. But I'm really excited about that, and I just wanted to talk about that on the pod because it's something to experience.
All right, so the next story we wanted to talk to you guys about is about Instagram likes. Okay. Ooh. I don't know about you, Danielle, but has everyone and their mother been asking you, like, your opinion as an influencer?
Yes. Like, I feel like I'm in class and people have a mic to my face. Like, so how do you feel about Instagram getting rid of likes? And I'm like,
I've gotten a lot of personal messages about this. And I'm really? Like, you know, I haven't given it much thought, if I'm being honest. But I still have likes. Do you?
I do. I still have likes. And that's a good way to put it. I haven't given it much thought. My thing is, if we all have our likes taken away, then what does it matter? Like,
I just feel like, yeah, I feel the same way. I think that the only thing, the argument that I have seen is that everybody's engagement will be skewed because, so say like when a company wants to work with you now, Danielle, how they can go to our pages and see, you know, this picture got 13,000 likes, and then they can, you know, compare and be like, well, you know, maybe if they do an ad for us, we'll get similar likes, like whatever it may be. Now, they can't compare the difference because the conversion rate between your followers and the amount of like likes and comments and impressions you get on your picture, that's like your engagement overall. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's,
yeah. So besides that though, if those numbers aren't public facing anymore, it will be easier. I saw a lot of like, there's like controversy that like a lot more people will be buying followers because then they could just argue that they're getting more likes, even though we don't see how many likes they're getting.
I hate people that buy followers. I'm sorry. Like, it's so gross.
Me too. I just think it's so dumb. And I think that it's honestly like cheating. It literally is like cheating.
It's like, what is the point? Like, seriously, it's literally cheating. Well, the Instagram CEO, Adam Mosseri, I don't know why I just said it like that, has said that he decided to remove likes because they want people who use the app to be happy. We will make decisions that hurt the business if they help people's well-being and health. It means we're going to put a 15-year-old kid's interest before a public speaker's interest, he told Wired. When we look at the world of public content, we're going to put people in the world before organizations and corporations.
Yeah, it's like I want to believe it. And then I saw like things on, you know, do we believe it? Do we not believe it? And like, I would like to think that it's coming from a good angle of like mental health and not from like a business perspective or something like that. It's definitely hard. Also, another factor that might be a problem too is like when companies then ask influencers for their demographics or something, which I've heard of people doing this on other apps. And I know you have too, Danielle. Where people Photoshop their numbers.
Oh, yeah. I literally saw someone do that.
Yes. And it's really gross, just to, you know, like get more money or whatever it may be. Because so basically that's saying that like instead of the company being able to go to your page and pull your demographics, like they'd ask you to send them in and you could like fabricate the numbers, I guess, or make them up or something. So it's tricky.
Well, yeah. And so you said you haven't seen your likes go away. I haven't either. And apparently Instagram first announced it was going to test hiding likes in Australia, Brazil, Canada, Ireland, Italy, Japan, and New Zealand back in April. And so I guess they've been like playing around with it because I've seen some people like in Athens like post screenshots of them not having likes. It just says like, instead of like quantifying the amount of likes a user gets on a post, Instagram will now publicly show liked by insert user here and others. So like you'll see that they're getting likes. It just says, but I saw on someone's it was like and thousands of others. So I think it's still going to say like if it, like you'll be able to tell. I mean, you're still going to get comments.
Yeah, I was also thinking, so then if I wanted to click through and see who liked, let's say it's like your picture and I wanted to see who liked it. So I can't see that anymore, or I would just have to scroll for it.
Like who liked your photo?
Like if I wanted to see who liked your photo, you know, like when you're stalking, like, and okay, I mean, you've probably been in this situation too. Like, I want to see who's liking their pics.
Yeah, yeah. I think you can still do that.
You can.
I'm
curious because I haven't had this hit me yet. I have noticed, I mean, I guess it could be skewed because of like the two pictures that I posted weren't like my normal pics, but like, I feel like I got less likes on them because I can still see my likes. Do you feel that, I don't know if you've seen any deterrent in the past, like pictures you've posted?
Say that again.
Like, day or so. I feel like I've gotten less likes on my last two pictures than I normally get.
Well, my photo I posted yesterday was like announcing I'm a spin instructor. So that was like a big one. So I probably,
never mind.
So give me a couple days and I'll like let you know. But like it could, people are probably like feeling negative about it. It's just like, I feel like
it makes you less inclined to like a picture. Because it's kind of like the bandwagon effect when you're liking photos that you're like, you see like, oh, wow, you know, 9,000 other people liked this picture or whatever it may be.
That's so true. I'll like it too. What does it matter?
Versus now it's like, what even is a like? Like, they're kind of teaching us that likes don't matter at all. So it's almost like a non-factor. I feel like comments will be the new thing.
Yeah. And I like comments better. I don't know who wouldn't like comments better. So I think it'll be great. I'm really not mad about it. Like, people are being so annoyed. Like, oh, I bet like all the sorority girls are so annoyed about the likes. And I'm like, I do not care. Like, I don't know.
Who cares, dude?
Like, if YouTube views went away, then I'd be like, oh, shoot. Like, then there's no way to gauge. Like, that's something I'd be like, oh, shoot. Like,
It's true.
But Instagram likes, I don't care. Get rid of Facebook likes. I don't care. Not the comments. I don't know. Get rid of the comments. I feel like
this is like another thing. It's like people need to get busy. Like, why do you care so much? And everyone's like, it's the influencers. That's literally like the first line of this article.
It's disgusting. Every
influencer's worst nightmare. Like, I just feel like there's a lot more worse nightmares than them taking away likes. Like, that's kind of really annoying to me, in my opinion.
I agree completely. And they haven't even done it. They've like warned us that they're going to do it, and I just haven't seen it happen yet. So we'll talk when it actually happens.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Believe it when I see it. Yeah, I think that's a really good one. I'm glad we talked about that.
Me too. Even though, like, I feel I need to educate myself more so on it, but I think that my opinion's kind of mixed. We don't know. It's impossible to predict these things. Like, I feel like you could sit here and be like, you know, like this app is going to be the next big thing. And everyone's saying, like, now if you like TikTok is going to be the new YouTube, it's like, okay, well, I guess we'll have to wait 3 years and see, because like, we're not going to know today.
Yeah,
so.
That's so true. It's like, okay, yeah, but like also it doesn't affect us right now. So confusing.
Exactly. We should talk about TikTok some other time too. I want to hear your opinion on that.
I was going to like, I was trying to find like an article on it, and then it just like made me mad. So I was like, eh, not in the mood.
Yeah, totally.
I like TikToks. I think they're funny, but I just like really refuse to like assume that it's going to be take over YouTube. Like, YouTube's just a totally different platform. Like, I don't know.
I feel that way too. I feel like YouTube is like the main guy, and then all these other things are kind of like surrounding it, but maybe that's just because we see it that way.
That could also be very true.
Very. All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap up this edition of The Happening. We gave you guys a little news, a little inspo for your week. Stay tuned for our episode on Wednesday. Very excited. It's gonna be solo dolo with me and my mother, which
solo dolo.
It's, I guess it's not really solo, it's with my mom. We'll be talking about work, being productive, morning routines, all that stuff, because she's an early riser and gets shit done. So I'm interested to hear her tips for being an entrepreneur. I'm excited.
Well, thank you guys for listening. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving week. Enjoy time with family and friends. Eat some green beans. And we'll talk to you guys.
Send us pictures of your green beans.
Please, tag us in your pictures. Start a green bean thread.
Or no, I want everyone on their Instagram stories to like post their Thanksgiving plate and like send us pictures of their green beans.
I want to see how many have green beans on it, because I know they're good.
Yeah, justice for the beans.
All right. Love you guys. Have a great rest of your day.
Chat soon. Bye.